Blog Talk Radio.
The next generation of climate control is the Honeywell Lyric Round Wi-Fi Thermostat. Now just $229 at the Home Depot. Lyric lets you control your home's temperature from your smartphone. Running late? Arriving early? Just change the temperature from wherever you are. It also works with Apple HomeKit and works with Samsung SmartThings. Get comfortable with the Honeywell Lyric Thermostat. Just $229 at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only valid through August 15th.
Blog Talk Radio.
Feeling like I'm breathing my last breath. Feeling like I'm walking my last steps. Look at all of these tears I've wept. Look at all the promises that I've kept. I put my all into your hands. Here's my soul to keep. I let you in with all that I can. You're not hard to reach. That I've ever known. You give me purpose. Yeah, you've given me purpose. Thinking my journey's come to an end. Sending out a farewell to my peace. Ask you to forgive me for my sins. Oh, would you please? I'm more than grateful for the time we spent. My spirit's at ease. I put my heart into your hands. Learn the lessons you teach. No matter when, wherever I am, you're not hard to. That I've ever known. You give me purpose. Every day you give me purpose. In every way. Oh, you are my everything. Oh, you are my everything.
That it's wrong, but I feel this, so let me just like try my best not to let this happen again. We weren't necessarily put in the best position to make the best decisions. You can't be hard on yourself for it. These were the cards that you were given, so you have to understand that these, like, that's not who you are. You know you're trying to be the best you can be, but that's all you can do. If you don't give it all you got, you're only cheating yourself. Give it all you got, but if it ends up happening, it ends up happening. That's what's happening with me. It's like, God, I'm giving it all I got. Sometimes I'm weak and I'm going to do it. And it's like, I'm not giving myself grace. I'm just like understanding that's just how it is.
You're now tuned into the most powerful show for truth on the face of planet Earth and beyond. You're tuned into the voice of the voices. This is the voice of an entire nation. Welcome to the Star and Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the Almighty, All-Wise, True and Living God, Allah, who has come to us and granted us a divine mercy and reminder in the personage of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad, and we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their language of love, Assalamu alaikum. For those of you who may wish to participate, participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank you who listen live from around the globe, and those of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com, and also formerly SalaamJournal.com and SalaamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I've done to you all. Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth and beyond. This is the Star and Crescent Report, and our subject today is titled Flashing Signs, Danger Ahead. But before I get into that, I want to address a couple things, a few emails, a few private messages. I want to address those. Now, on this thing about name change, Brother Edwards, name change, I don't know how they go about this in every other state, but there should be a basic line to follow. And because you are a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and when you go in there, I should say this, when you go into the courtroom, you go to the name change designation, or I think it's the marital part of the court where you change your name. You can file for an indigent status. Let me tell you what this means. Not only does it mean suffering from extreme poverty, which is right, even though you may have a lot of money, the second definition gives you something which is totally lacking in something specified. So you are totally lacking in the knowledge of yourself under the slave master. So you qualify for indigent status. When you go and you request indigent status, they should not charge you anything except for the cost of the paper and ink. And it varies from state to state. It may be $3 or $10 or $12. They will only charge you for that. And if they don't give you what you go to the next person. Each one will tell you a different story. But I know that this works because this is what I've done. And also other people who have heard the shows before, and we've given you these this information, have gone, Brother Charles, his name is Brother Hussein. The brother used the exact thing that I said, and it happened legitimately because he could not go down to the court. He filed, and he was disabled and was in a nursing home, and they accepted his plea, and he had a legal name change. So try different people, because different people will tell you different things at different times, but you got to keep hitting them until they give you what you're looking for, okay? Now, for this stuff about these other people who are calling, brother, I was talking to some Moorish brothers, and they denouncing the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We should do this. No, brother, we shouldn't do nothing. Do not denigrate the memory and the honor of brothers such as the Honorable Marcus Garvey and the Honorable Noble Drew Ali, because you run into ignorant people who are perpetrating in the names of these great men. These men suffered, they were persecuted, and they wanted the best for black people. Because you have some ignorant people who claim to be representing them, do not denigrate the memory and the sacrifice of those great leaders. You understand? And any wise leader, any wise man or woman who follow these great men know of the greatness of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You don't have to argue with these fools who are masquerading in the names of those great men. Wisdom is known by those who possess it. So we have ignorant people who are masquerading in the name of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and you would not like for others to denigrate his sacrifice in his name. Return the favor. ignore the fools and keep stepping. Because if you argue with fools, it's hard for wise people to discern which one of the two are fools. Flashing signs, danger ahead. Brothers and sisters, this is a beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. You know, we're seeing all of these signs being made manifest today. I was looking at a science journal the other day. Now, let me tell you what this devil did. The devil hit the website. This all ties in. The devil hit the website a few days ago, knocked down everything, took it down. It hit the computers, knocked those down, right? This was not no amateurish endeavor. This was something backed by power. My wife and I, we had never seen any hit like this before. But finally, we got the website up and we got everything. And it erased a lot of memory. It erased a lot of things that we had saved. So, but I remember this article on a science journal, I believe, Science Daily, Science, something. It had pertained to science. Anyway, and the devil comes out and they say they found out that farming and the first inhabitants of Europe came from the Aegean Sea area or from the Turkish area. It's amazing how they say this, talking about white people. Because this is exactly what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches. We made the white man on the island of Pelon or Patmos. That is in the Aegean Sea, right? We mocked these white people when they were in heaven across the Turkish border into Europe, right? Okay, the Aegean Sea, and they say the Greeks are claiming such and such, and the Turkish are claiming this. Well, it's true. Both are also claiming the Isle of Patmos and those islands that are in the Aegean Sea, and that's the big grief and beef between Turkey and Greece right now. Even though they're NATO members. The white man is coming out in his scientific journal telling you that the Caucasians started in the Aegean Sea area, the Turkish area, the Greek area, where Elijah Muhammad said that these people were made after 600 years of experimenting. How can you deny the flashing signs? If the flashing signs are saying something, you better read them because they're in neon and they're telling you that there's danger ahead. It's amazing. Again, it's amazing. We look to another sign. We're going to tie all this in with economics, all of that, brothers and sisters. Just give us a little time. I remember Brother Saladin was telling me, and I believe he mentioned Farrakhan in this also. He said back in the days, some of the brothers were suffering from cancer. And they came to the Dear Holy Apostle. And the Dear Holy Apostle told them, he recommended them to be strict on the how to eat to live. He gave them a diet on how to eat to live, right? And then he told them to drink pure carrot juice. And afterwards, weeks and months later, the cancer went into remission, and all signs had been lost about the cancer. I believe Farrakhan will tell you that he went through that. But thing is, there's a new finding out that carrot juice helps destroy cancer cells. Isn't that something? Now, this man didn't have much learning, but from the dietary habits, from the geopolitical aspects, from the economic aspects, from the political aspects, from the historical and scientific and philosophical aspects of life and science, everything that he teaches is being proven true, and he's being vindicated. He don't need you and I, because he is the very spirit of truth, and truth carries his own weight, and it vindicates itself through time. The flashing signs, danger ahead. Muhammad says that if what I say go for nothing, then ignore me. But if what I say bears fruit, then you better listen to every word that comes out of the mouth of Elijah Muhammad. Then he tells you a wise man he's talking to, because the foolish don't get this. Take my words. This is what he says. He's giving them to you, and he's telling you to go take them. Put them on a This is what he said. He's saying, dissect what I say. Go into the deeper meanings of what I say. Right? Put them up against everything that you think you know and believe. And after you do a scientific analysis on it, come back and tell me whether or not Elijah Muhammad is telling you the truth. Huh? Everything. All of the signs cannot be ignored, brothers. You may be able to ignore a couple of them. But you can't ignore everything. Because it's too clear today. Even those who are doubters in Elijah Muhammad must admit that that man is telling you the truth. Only a fool would take this wisdom and cast it aside, especially when it is ever so clear. These are flashing signs. Danger ahead. You know, we're going to get into the monetary aspect. We're going to get into the geopolitical aspect. But I want to share something with you. And I'm pretty sure Brother Gerald and Brother Rashid wouldn't mind. I talked to the brothers, and sometimes we feed back on each other. Because when you're talking to one of them, you're really talking to me. And when you're talking to me, you're really talking to one of them, because we're out of the same school of thought. So we were talking about the situation as it died down a few months ago in Syria and in the Ukraine and in the Asia Pacific. And my good brother Rashid asked me, he said, brother, what do you think is going to happen? I see something coming that next year. And I agreed. I said, yeah, brother, I see something coming next year. I said, but brother, I also see, and I named the month. I said, I also see by June, July, and August that there will be some major thing escalating in the Middle East. The reason, what led me to that is the fall of America. And as I was studying more and more and more in the fall of America, I saw things going on in the Middle East. And I said that if this takes place, X, Y, and Z takes place, then this must take place. And so the other night he and I were talking, and we both had to agree, yeah, brother, you did say that. And look what they're saying. Things are starting to pick up now, and the economy is collapsing, and now they're pushing for war. And look at what's happening right now. Look, not only did America get exposed to having troops wearing the insignia of the Kurdish people trying to dissect Syria, right, for geopolitical gain, then it comes out that Britain has special forces in there. I told you all this. Now it comes out today that France has special forces in there. And it's talking about Canada and Belgium also has deployed secrets. Well, if this is the case, then who the hell is fighting up in Syria? Okay? NATO. Why? NATO is an instrument of American oppression and domination. You don't see what you don't understand here, black man and black woman, is that we're reaching a point of explosion. And so all of the pieces in this region are being put together because America sees her death knocking at the door. The signs that are flashing, they're danger signs, and they're telling you that the time is up for the white man, and they're finna go all out over this thing. So none of them were invited in by the Syrian government. So what does that mean, brothers and sisters? What if Syria, Iran, and Hezbollah sent troops into America, sent them into France, sent them into England, Belgium, or any state in Europe? Do you think that that would be admissible, permissible, and acceptable by America, Europe, and NATO? Then how the hell and why the hell is it acceptable for them to do it? And if this is not backed by international law, the same thing that America claims to be fighting all the way around the world to preserve, then what does this lead us to? If she continuously flaunt laws that she demands others to face and live up to, what does this mean? That she is the peace breaker, that her allies are peace breakers. And the Bible tells us that God delighted himself in making war with those who love to break peace. We're at a point now where God is gathering all of the nations into the Valley of Jehoshaphat. That over there in the Mediterranean, in Central Central Asia, in the Middle East. This is what he's talking about. Listen to what he said. He said, and there will he plead for them to let his people go. He didn't say he was going to do it on 67 and LaRue. He didn't say he was going to do it on 95th Street. He said he was going to do it in the Valley of Jehoshaphat, right? Not on the corner of your block in your city in your area. So we must understand where Jehoshaphat lies and what is he talking about. And there he's going to plead with them to let his people go. How is he going to plead with them? He's going to show them so many signs that if you follow up on your irrational imperial policies, the outcome will be disastrous on every turn. But if you let my people go, I might have a little mercy on you. This is what it's talking about, black man and black woman. I advise every last one of you to listen to The Judgment Is Now, not one time, but keep listening to it over and over again. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad goes into depth on the judgment. But let me tell you, all of this is part of your salvation. You don't realize it. You compartmentalize this stuff. So you don't realize what is happening over there. You read it in your Bible, but you don't study it. You don't dissect it. You don't turn it over. If God is going to plead with all, he's going to gather all the nations into the Valley of Jehoshaphat, then where is the Valley of Jehoshaphat? And if it is the Central Asian, Mediterranean, Middle Eastern part of the world, and if we look and we see where all of the nations are gathering right now, it's that area, then we must understand that God is gathering them now. This is the time that the book said that it would happen. And he would plead with them to let his people go. And some of them wouldn't want to come. Look, Russia did everything she could not to get involved, right? Even Iran let her ally be overran by tyrants while not trying to get the ire of America, right? But the book teaches you that he said, that the God said, I will put hooks in their jaws. You know, to get a fish on the line with a hook in his jaw, you got to have the proper bait. What is the bait? Primacy in the geostrategic arena. America is vying to maintain global supremacy. Russia is vying to maintain her foothold in the Mediterranean. Iran is vying to maintain her position as the most dominant power in the Middle East. NATO is vying to get this gas and oil pipeline going that will ostracize their need for Russian gas and oil. But I will put hooks in their jaws. Right? This is the bait. In all wildness, you lose sight of why this is happening. And there will I plead with them to let my people go. So all that you see happening in the Valley of Jehoshaphat over there is for you, according to the Bible, according to the prophets, according to scriptures, according to prophecy, and according to geopolitical events. Isn't that right? Come on, talk back to your brother. This is Rashid Muhammad telling you that this is real. These things are not just put in the book for you to look at. You got to study and dissect these things. Watch as well as pray. Some of y'all, all you do is pray. And you think that makes you righteous. No, brother. You think about all them Arabs over there that pray 5-7 times a day. And evil as hell. Think about these pastors who are sodomizing these boys and stay in church all day and night praying. You got to watch for the signs also. And then when you know the signs, you got to try to right your wrongs to qualify yourself for the next level of understanding and learning. Flashing signs ahead. Listen, I want to talk to you. This stuff takes money to do. Every time there's a war game, this thing takes logistics, which costs money. It takes weaponry, which costs money. It takes deployment of troops and military assets, which economic tailspin. The unemployment rate, according to the government, is 20 to 25% across the Eurozone, right? But according to real statistics, it's roughly about 40%. Well, we know that the real unemployment rate in America is roughly 20 to 25%, and when you throw the so-called American Negro in there, it goes up to 50 to 70-some percent. And in Chicago, as we played on one of the shows, the unemployment for black people is over 90%. The city of black people, brothers and sisters. Isn't that something? So, to update your nuclear warhead, it takes $1 to $2 trillion. You got a junk military machine called the F-35 that costs you a couple trillion dollars. Now, I want you to understand how this thing is going. Allah is allowing him to do this, all while he's pleading with America to separate, give us our territory, let us establish our own borders, or God will destroy you. You go to America asking for compensation and reparations for slavery and for the brutality that was forced upon you and is continually forced upon you. And you get a deaf ear, a blind eye, and a dumb tongue to your screams and cries for justice, for freedom, for equality, and for a hand at starting something for yourself, right? Then they announce, they spit in your eyes. They get this turd of a president in office and get all of these so-called black people under him in office. And they give money to the Indians, which they should do. They should do that. That's just. But then they go and give billions to Israel, right? Billions for bribes to the nations around the world and tell you that they don't have money to pay reparations to you. You built the country. You the cause of her becoming the most powerful nation on earth. She has a military full of you. You built her industry. The middle class and wealth class was built off you. You were considered nobody or peasants of America. Right? This is real. So she spits in your face every time. And you see these flashing signs. But you're not understanding that there's danger ahead. These things must take place. America is so arrogant. Isn't that what Pharaoh was? No matter what the sign was, God would tell Moses to go do X, Y, and Z and tell Pharaoh this. Pharaoh, I don't want to hear that. And then God will chastise and then he'll go send for Moses. Tell your God to stop it. And I promise I won't do X, Y, and Z. And soon after the plague stops, he'll go back to being evil towards Moses' people. Isn't that the same thing that's going on in America? Right here, right now, at the same time that God is drawing the nations into the valley of Jehoshaphat. Again, I hadn't forgotten my thoughts. We go back to Russia. Russia did her utmost not to get involved in Ukraine, a nation, a Slavic nation, which is considered to be Russia, Junior, and allowed America to balkanize Ukraine on her border. And Russia is saddled with all types of problems. Russia tried to be friend NATO. They're on our border. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that this would happen, that Gog and Magog would sally forth. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that America knows no restraint and she will not yield. What is America doing? She's in Asia pushing China. She's in the Middle East pushing Iran. She's in Europe pushing Russia, right? She's down in South and Central America pushing some of the BRICS nations and the associate BRICS nations. She's in Africa trying to prevent the rise and the breakout capacity of the African nations, right? She will not willingly yield. And anytime she starts talking about peace, this is for her to regroup and go back hard in the paint. And this is what she did. When Russia had her America's terrorists on the ropes, America, we need to talk peace. We need a cessation of violence. All while Assad was calling for a cessation of violence, and they thought they were going to overthrow Assad. No, we will not get involved. Let this go on. But when their people start losing, we need a cessation of violence. And now, this was a ploy, as I said, behind closed doors, and I was talking, I said, this is a ploy for America and NATO to get more in depth and deploy their troops, because they're thinking that Russia wouldn't dare bomb the positions where NATO troops are. But they're wrong. They're wrong on this one, because Allah is guiding these affairs. And Muhammad says that America is on her way out of the Near East. And this means bloodshed and plenty of it. Right? What are we seeing going on there? And this is a precursor of the wars that will be fought in Asia. This is a precursor of the wars that will be fought, the war, not wars, but the war that will be fought in Europe. It's underway. All of these things are snowballing to break America's grip on power, to lay NATO low. And when America starts getting her butt whooped, some of her European nations is going to skedaddle. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I believe France is one of them that's going to tuck tail and run. Yeah, France, the so-called good nuclear power, the so-called third or fourth most powerful nation in the world. I think she's going to tuck tail and run. She's already ready to do it now, talking about lift the sanctions on Russia, right? This is going on. All what I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad conveyed. And we're looking at it. You can't deny the signs, right? If we look at these things in the context of science and history, then we can understand that Elijah Muhammad had said all of these things before they happened. Who would have known that when Elijah Muhammad spoke about the bankruptcy of Ford and GM, in the 1970s, that you would see it coming into fruition in the 2000s. Huh? The Motor City would stall and die out. Elijah Muhammad warned us that that was going to happen. The decline of the dollar, the destruction of America's educational system, how America is being surrounded with judgment, the dawn of a new day, all of these things Muhammad had written about, spoke about, and had warned you about. You tried to ignore it, just like the people in that time tried to ignore Moses. And God, no, Moses, you just go do what I tell you to do. I got this all locked up. And when I get done beating the hell out of them, then they're going to turn, and they're going to see. I believe it was a judgment last night. I listened to so many of them. I listened to about four or five lectures of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad yesterday, and I also listened to a couple of interviews. And in one of these things, the messenger talked about that this is how God was going to force you to accept him. As a matter of fact, I think I'm 90% certain this is in the judgment is now, that he talked about that when this is the way to get you. God said he's not going to leave not one of you like that. He's going to force you. Since you are his, he's going to force you to believe. Right? Right? Isn't that something? That God would, after revealing all these signs, God would have to force most of us to believe. This is what happened in the time of Moses. No matter what Moses did, no matter what the God showed and proved in front of them, eventually God had to force them to recognize what was going on because they still was trapped in the mindset of Pharaoh. And even when Moses brought them out of the land of Egypt, oh, Moses, did you bring us out from under Pharaoh that we may die of thirst and hunger in the desert? After all that God had shown them, they had to be forced. But let's look at what the word force means. According to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word force means physical strength, power, or effect. Power or violence used on a person or thing. Strength or power that is not physical. Now, so listen. We use the second definition because it completes this more than the other two. Which means, force means power or violence used on a person or thing. This is what's going to have to happen, and this is what is underway for the American so-called Negro. Look at the white man. He has an army full of you. Yet he don't respect you. He don't even see you as a human. So if he doesn't see you as a human, how the hell does he see you as civil enough to give you rights like that? When it is enshrined in their highest body of law that you are not even a whole human being. The dog has a better position amongst them than you do. You don't believe me? Go out there and kill a dog and see what happens to you. And see how they demonize you in the media like you just committed genocide. You see? are coming back in body bags from over in these wars being perpetrated by the white man. As your children are being gunned down and locked up in the streets of America. As the downturn of the economy turns from bad to bleak, which is underway right now. And all of the wealth that you thought you had perishes. And there's no access to food and water and other things that you're so accustomed to. You're going to give a second thought to the promises of Allah as revealed by his last messenger. Isn't this what the prodigal son had to go through? Didn't Messenger Muhammad tell you that that parable was of us and that the black man and woman would be forced to think over the promises that God had offered us? See, forced. You had to be violently beaten. And that's why, let's go to Fall of America again. Let me open this up real quick. As I'm talking, brothers and sisters, wherever the Lord leads me, that's where I go, okay? So, we have to understand that in this time, that God is after you. You don't want it because it's not the way you thought it should be, right? You think it should happen the way you want it to happen, right? So in the Fall of America, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, the problem between these two peoples, separating and dignifying the so-called Negroes so that they may be accepted and respected as equals or superiors to other nations, must be solved. This is God's promise. So now God is binding on God to separate us from them. It's binding on God to help us to become an accepted and respected people, not as just equals, but as superiors to other nations, right? This must be solved. This is a problem, a riddle that must be solved by God himself. And it says, this is God's promise to the so-called Negro, the lost and found members of the original black nations of the earth. This promise was made through the mouths of his prophets in the Bible and Holy Quran. That he, listen, not we, not us, not them, not they, he, singular, representing the one God. But we're all gods, yeah, but it didn't say we. It didn't say us. It didn't say them or they. It is speaking in plurality, singularity. He, right, the supreme God over all of the other gods, that he would separate us from our enemies, dignify and make us masters after this wicked race has been judged and destroyed for its own evil. Now, he said after, not before, not during, but after. Now, see, this is a process that has to take place. Let's say this again. This is God's promise to the so-called Negro, the lost and found members of the original black nation of the earth. This promise was made through the mouths of his prophets in the Bible and Holy Quran, that he who, God, would separate us, see there's a process here, that he would separate us from our enemies, dignify and make us the masters, we in Muhammad, after this wicked race has been judged and destroyed for its own evils. Now, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to go and read that. It's right there. So, in the midst of all of these trials and tribulations, God is offering you a separate state, a separate territory, a place to call your own in the bosom of the Lord to shield you from all of this madness, to shield you from the insanity of the world, to shield you from the violence that has taken place, is taking place, and is yet to come. You must be in the bosom of your Lord because you're going to be in the midst of the tribulation. And then, as the Bible teaches us, we will be delivered after the tribulation. But listen, we don't want to go through that. It don't matter what you want to go through. It doesn't matter. Because what you want really is insignificant in the eyes of the preservation of an entire people. Because you think or you want, you are minuscule, minute, and almost nothing in comparison to your entire nation, the black nation, especially the American so-called Negro. So science, nature, and time is more concerned about the preservation of the species. It's more concerned about the preservation of the people. If it was concerned about one individual, we wouldn't have went through slavery. Look at all the people we've lost. And if it wasn't concerned about the people, then why did Shabazz take our people into the jungles of Africa to make us hard for something that he saw coming 50,000 years down the pipeline? Because he was talking about the preservation of our people, to make us hard enough to go through the trials of slavery and the abuse that this beast would put us through. Flashing signs, danger ahead. Again, I say to all of you who are listening, this is a beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. For if you are a true follower of the honorable Elijah Muhammad, you are already in heaven while you live. You are already in a separate state. You're in a separate state of mind from everybody else. Everything that goes on, you can see into it. And this is a blessing in a time of spiritual darkness, when nobody has any light. Your house becomes a beacon of truth and hope to those who have no light. Again, let me say it to the whole world. It's a beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. I know it makes your heart glad when you get signs that this beast is now going through all the hell that he put you through. I know it makes you happy, those of you who are knowledgeable enough to see this. The collapse of Anglo power universally. This is what's taking place. This is why all of this is interconnected. America knows she has little time, but she believes that if I can get this oil pipeline and this gas pipeline to run through northern Syria, up through Turkey, up through Greece, then we can bypass Russia. And we can make Europe a perpetual colony of American domination. And we can rule the world together. Me as the senior partner and everybody else as my juniors. This is America's thinking. This is Europe's thinking. Therefore, they're not listening to divine reasoning. When Muhammad told them that they either have to go back to Europe and concentrate on Europe or concentrate on their death. You see what's going on in Europe now? The Brexit. They're talking about this. The people are rising up. They no longer, even France now is asking for a referendum. You got other nations now, it's spreading. France, half of France is paralyzed by strikes and rioting and gas shortages. You wouldn't know this because this is supposed to be the civilized West. Half of the European Union is under such a debt burden that they see nothing but war as a way to just push the hands on the clock back a little bit. But this will be their own undoing. All across the Eurozone, go Google this stuff. They're rioting. Unemployment has exploded. The debt burden is so high they can't see the future. America, now look at this. With all of that going on, America points you to that too. The European debt crisis. The ECB is printing up debt. All the debt that they printed up is a shell or fraction to the debt that America owes. That's why the Bible tells you that in the day of America's downfall, none would be able to come to her aid. Why? Because all of them will be consumed and engulfed by debt burdens themselves. And they're trying to maintain their society, trying to keep their people from rioting and rising up against them. They're going to be preoccupied with their policies. And America will be taken and destroyed. Let's go to the fall of America. While we're talking, we'll see what Elijah Muhammad has to say about this. I believe it's 87. Here it is, 86, 186. Muhammad says that as the book says to the white race, as thou hast done, so shall it be done unto thee. So, now, let us look at this, because Muhammad pointed this to the white race. Do you know that New Zealand is under a nice debt burden, and also New Zealand just population centers are sitting above active, I wouldn't say volcanoes, but something like volcanoes. Why is this happening to the white man? Why is these active volcanoes just appearing? Why are these sinkholes just appearing? Why is all of this uncharted weather pattern? Why are these things taking place? And why are they hammering the white world, hammering the whole world, but especially the white world? Because time. Because of time. They're out of time. And we're moving into another time, and God is removing the scourge of the earth with the forces of nature. Muhammad, again, let us read this again. As the book says to the white race, as thou hast done, so shall it be done unto thee. Now, they have gone across the world conquering everybody, using the people's generosity and kindness and innocence to then enslave them, rob them, brutalize them, and then finally occupy and dominate them. Isn't that the case in Australia? Isn't that the case in New Zealand? What about across Asia? Talk back to me across all the aisles. And then let's look down in Central and South America. What about North America? What about Africa? Isn't that his pattern all over the world? So now he's robbed and spoiled and occupied and destroyed and stole everything. So what's happening to his wealth? He's getting his wealth taken from him. And what is the white man's main concern in this economic crisis time? Well, he'll say, well, you've got to prepare. Get you some food. Get you some water. But the main thing, the mantra of all of them is wealth preservation, because they see something that's coming that is going to destroy, and that is destroying their standing wealth-wise, luxury-wise, economic-wise. They don't want to be on the level of the slave. They don't want that. They think that they're better than you. So they are scared, and that's why you have them invested in gold and silver. And I'm not telling you not to do it for right now. I'm not saying don't do it, brother. I'm saying them. I'm talking to them specifically because God is after them to destroy them, to bring them into a state of subjection, just like they brought you into. Look at that unity. They have no unity amongst the nations anymore. This is what they use more than anything else to bring everybody else into subjection to them. They go and play the divide and conquer technique. They join them. And think about the arrogance of this. I want you to think about this before I go further in this book, Fall of America. Sometimes I get so, when I'm thinking about this, I say, now, why everybody else is not even concerned with this? Think about the arrogance of this. America goes around the world globetrotting, giving people weapons, bombing people, destabilizing people. And what did John Kerry say? Russia is violating all the norms. We just don't go and overthrow governments and do X, Y, and Z in the 21st century, and they bombed and overthrew and occupied all types of nations. You see the hypocrisy. I'm going to give Israel $40 billion worth of weapons to kill the Palestinians and dominate the Arab land. And Iran, you better not give a slingshot to Hezbollah, or we'll sanction the hell out of you or bomb you into the Stone Age. You see the madness of this? That's their thinking. The madness of this. I can, but you can't. I'm the exception to the rules that I'm demanding that you live by. Right? Is that not correct? Huh? Talk back to your brother. 347-989-0855. 347-989-0855. Now, this is her mindset. This is somebody that is inebriated on power, that's drunk on power, that is full of hubris, that God has delusional. And this will be the key to her own undoing and unraveling as we see today. She's stretched thin everywhere. She's gotten she's everywhere on earth trying to tell everybody what to do. The situation between Japan and China, who's in the midst of that? America. The situation between the Philippines and China, who instigated that? America. The situation in Brazil, who instigated that? America. the situation in Argentina and Venezuela and Chile. Who instigated that?
America.
What about the overthrow of the good brother down in Haiti, Aristide? They kidnapped, brothers and sisters. You let this stuff go. They kidnapped a sitting president and took him and put him in exile. And then when they sent him back there, they said, you can't get into politics in your own land or we'll kill you because you weren't going along with the drug game. Because Haiti was a center for the narco trafficking of the CIA and the intelligence branches of Europe. They would take it from Afghanistan in that area, and they would flood the Western world and the black and brown and red and yellow populations there with heroin and all of this stuff. But the base there was in Haiti, and Aristide wasn't going for it. Aristide wanted to take that untapped mineral wealth of Haiti. Trillions in gas and oil and untapped resources and put it back into the people. And Bill Clinton said, hell no. That's what he said. I'm going to quote him. Hell no. Those are the words of Bill Clinton. We got to take that nigga out of power. So they kidnapped him at nighttime, put him on one of the big Boeing 747 and put him in exile and had him almost as a prisoner internationally. But they talk about freedom, justice, and equality and the will of the people. Even today when they were holding elections in Haiti, the people, 80-90% of the people had Aristide pictures because they know he was a man of the people. But America won't tell you these things. Europe won't tell you this. Why did they overthrow Gbagbo? Now they're bringing his wife to court, demonizing her because they wanted to get off of the French colonial, House of Cards. That's what I should, that sums it all up, that House of Cards. All of the former colonial powers have their sphere of influence in Africa. And all of them have, and in Asia also. And France has about 12 African nations. As a matter of fact, let me say this too. France is wicked as hell, too. Do you know that France took Haiti to court over the slave rebellion that took place in Haiti when the slaves rebelled and took Haiti?
Right.
France took Haiti to the White International Court and won trillions, listen to me good, in reparations because they say they lost billions in rubber and in rum licenses and stuff. They won that. This is true. This is just to show you just how unjust this thing is. And therefore, it is heading for an eventual downfall. So Haiti is trapped under a lot of debt because France did that. This was to get, I'm going to get back at you niggas for robbing me of what I think I got the right to have. And that's you as my slave. Then you look up back to Gbagbo. They go, the UN, the United Nations, this was unprecedented. The Ivory Coast was a former French colony. I'm talking to you, that's your brother, because I want you to see why God is justified in removing the white man from power universally. And why you see all these economic things happening. God is removing their levels of power. If you don't have the money, how the hell can you deploy your troops? How can you build more weaponry? How can you force your will on others? That's just like somebody living on the streets trying to invade a person that is wealthy and well-armed. It just don't happen like that. All right? So, Gbagbo wanted to get out of that 12-nation thing that was still using the French franc. Now, France don't even use the French franc. But it imposed it on the former 12 colonies. And these 12 colonies are under $1 trillion of debt from France. They have to pay a fee to France every year. And France gets a tax on their economies every year. But Gbagbo said, no. What we'll do, we'll print up our own currency. We'll leave the French Union. And then we'll use our resources to bad our currency, and that will get us up from up under the debt of the Western world, and we'll have a more independent domestic and foreign policy. France, doing what America does best, fostered a color revolution. They brought in a nigger, not a black person, but a nigger, to run against Gbagbo. He lost. The Constitutional Court of the Ivory Coast said he lost. And France said, we will not stand for that. And within hours, invaded the Ivory Coast with the help of the United Nations. The United Nations was gunning down black people in attack helicopters. But you didn't hear about that on CNN. The UN. This was unprecedented. Helping France, and they were hunting down Gbagbo and had him hogtied when they arrested him. A head of state hogtied and half naked, dragging him through the streets on TV. Isn't that something? You don't think God justifying removing these people? And as I said, all of the Western nations have their sphere of influence. Belgium still get reparations. Isn't that something? They kill billions, millions, and they get reparations from Africa. You got Britain still have her Commonwealth Union where she gets money from India, Pakistan, and all of these former colonies that she had in Africa too. You don't know Germany? All of them get reparations for their loss of financial wealth when these nations wanted to rise up and become an independent power. And when you refuse to pay them, the result is Gbagbo. Italy too, the result is our brother Muammar Gaddafi. And when they can't do that to you, when you got too much clout, they'll sanction your economy and destroy it like they did our good brother Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe. Is not God justified in removing these beasts? You know he is. And so just like they destroying other people's economies, God is destroying theirs. Just like they're doing everybody else waging war, now God has turned the war tables against them, and they're going to have to fight each other. The unity of the white world has been broken by God in person. Muhammad says that, how does God break the power of the white man? He goes and destroys their trade. This is going on now. I was looking at I was listening to an interview, and they were talking about the global trade. And they said the global index for trade, they said this thing had, the Baltic dry index, had collapsed even further than what they thought. You know, we play clips on the Baltic dry index all the time. And they said it had collapsed to unheard of levels. Trade is dead. So, if trade is dead, then how are you going to get anything to justify the value of your currency? Huh? And if you can't justify the value of your currency and the people whom you are occupying has resources to justify if they want to move their currency independently of yours, they can justify it because they have resources. Europe is devoid of most resources. They're void of it. This was not done accidentally. When we gave them that continent there, we gave it to them because we didn't want it. And we gave it to them to keep them away from us. But they won't go back. Again, we got to address something. Muhammad said that, as thou hast done, so shall it be done unto thee. Think about all of the babies that they've killed and are killing. With color revolutions, with indiscriminate bombing, with occupation, with testing, with medical things and gas and chemical weapons. Think about all of that. Do you not know that God has to repay them for the hell that they put on your back? All of the danger signs are flashing neon red and telling you that this is an alert. The white world is being brought to its knees for the hell that they put on your back. Again, I say to you all who are listening, this is a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, what I say to you today, go back and Google what I said. I'm not saying stuff that's not real. I'm telling you everything that I'm talking about. And you can't do it because the facts are there. You might not like it because it's so raw, as the messenger say, we call it the plain truth. It's so simple, so plain, that you think you got to look behind it. What's behind it? No, just look, it's the truth. We don't need nothing behind it. We don't need nothing on the side of it. We don't need nothing surrounding it. It's the truth. Just lay it out plain and let the whole world look at it as it is. But naked and raw. The white man is being shown the door, the exit doors, geopolitically. His military is being broken all around the world. He's being shown the exit door politically. The world is now rebelling against the so-called capitalistic system of the West. He's being shown the exit door culturally. The world is now looking within themselves for their lost culture. And they're telling the white man, get the hell out of our nation. We don't want you. You stole everything, even our identity. Go. The white man is being shown the exit door physically. Because now God is amongst us in person, and he came for one great reason, and that is to kill that which hinders the Aboriginal people from returning to self and God. That obstacle, that disease, that cancer that has infected 9/10 of the population of the planet Earth is called the Caucasian race. And guess what? Our Savior, Jesus Christ, Master Farad Muhammad, has the cure. And I can say what the Christians say in church. What a mighty good friend we have in Jesus. Brothers and sisters, with an undying love and passion for the upliftment, resurrection, and redemption of 68 million of our kind, first here in America, and then the billions around the world, know that your little brother Rashid Muhammad loves you. But always know this, that Allah, his messenger, and the mighty, mighty nation of Islam will always, always love you best.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the moon I miss. Day to day, the roads we take. All feels now with.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.